We are so glad you are with us tonight. It's been a long time, guys, since we had some basketball in the fourth round.
Absolutely, yeah. Final eight here. Final four on the west side. Everybody's good, Mike. I looked at the final four on the west. You've got an undefeated Maiden. Then you've got this Stuart Kramer team or Sev are both 28-1. And High Brighton, that's on the other side playing Maiden right now, is 28-1. they're averaging, between the four teams, averaging 28 a game and less than one loss.
Wow.
So what you're saying is there's some pretty good teams left is what we're down to now, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, not only are we in the fourth round, but what I like, Kevin, Mark, we're at home. I tell you, it's been a long time since we had a home fourth round playoff game.
Yes.
And it's good to be in the Barrett. And, you know, for several years, we had that third round hang up. We just couldn't get past the third round. But a lot of it had to do with we were traveling. We were on the road. But tonight, man, it is good to be home.
It is. And I don't know if it's just me, but I'm telling you, I can feel it. This is fourth round atmosphere, and I feel like I'm ready to play right now. It's just crazy.
If we had the jersey, Mark, we'd put it on
100%.
You.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, we've got about 6 minutes until the start. We want to welcome some of our friends from Stuart Kramer. They're tuning in to WPTL tonight. The scorekeeper asked me if there was any way they could listen to the game, and we told them, sure, turn in to WPTL. I will warn you, though, we are a little biased towards our Pisgah Bears.
Yep.
And we certainly welcome, though, all the listeners, our Pisgah fans as well as our Stuart Kramer fans to the broadcast tonight. About 5 minutes away. And let's talk about some keys to the game.
Yeah, so folks, the keys to the game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor with First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals or needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. That's First Citizens Wealth and Management, member FINRA, SIPC, and SEC registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. So, Mike, what is your key to this game tonight?
Well, obviously, we're playing a great team with some great players and one exceptionally great player. My key to the game is threefold tonight. Holland, who is their outstanding player going to Wake Forest, averaging 34, 35 points a game. My first key is we have to hold her under 25 points. And that sounds crazy to say we're going to hold somebody under 25 points a game. But also, I think we've got to shoot 50% from the three-point line. We were 0 for 14 Saturday night. Somehow squeaked out a win in that game. But I think we've got to be 75% from the free throw line. So I think if we can do those three things tonight, I think we're going to find success at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Mark?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, same thing. Key to me is not letting this girl drop 40 on us, 35 or 40 on us. Whatever we got to do to keep her from beating us by herself, let's make some other people shoot the basketball and score. The other thing is we got to knock down shots, just like Mike said. We've been forcing a little bit, but we got 0 for 14 from the three-point line was not a good outing for us. We got to be able to knock a few of those down. And, again, we're coming in as a team shooting 57% from a free throw line. That won't get it done in the playoffs in the fourth round. So we gotta make free throws.
Yes, so I'm going a little different than both of y'all. I guess I'm going to give credit where I believe credit is really due. I think we could throw four young ladies at O'Shauna Holland, and she's still going to have 35 tonight. We have a great defensive team. I think we have to try to limit her to what her average is. And then we can't allow any of the other young ladies to go off and have a big night tonight. I think if we do that and eliminate the turnovers in transition as much as possible, because they're going to press us just like we're going to press them, we're going to be fine tonight. I think it's going to be a really tough basketball game for both teams. I just personally think we've got to stop everybody else. Guys, I've watched the film. She's that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, Holland is that good. If it wasn't for Holland and how good she is, we'd probably be talking about Lauren Humphrey. She's the 6'2 center for Stuart Kramer, averaging 13, 14 points a game. She's a great player in her own right.
Yeah. You know, we're going to be talking about her next year at this time.
Yeah.
I am convinced. I watched her as well. She can go left or right. She's very skilled for a young lady in the paint.
Yeah.
She's going to be a tough task for us inside tonight.
Well, we got about a little over two minutes till we're going to have our national anthem. Just looking around the court here tonight, you can feel, like Mark said, you can just feel it in the Bear Den tonight. It is, it's tense. It's playoff basketball. Great home crowd. We expected nothing less. Looking back over my shoulder, the Bear fans have really come out to support these young ladies tonight. And, yeah, looking across the way, Stuart Kramer, 2.5 hour ride or so. They've got a lot of fans showed up for them. Our student section is filling up pretty good. And, man, I'm excited for the game tonight. It should be. Now, Kevin may not think I don't have one out there this time, so I'm going to enjoy this game tonight. It's going to be a fun night. It's going to be fun atmosphere, and man.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy it too, Mike. As I told my daughter after the other night, this is what we put in all the years with this group of girls to travel ball, keeping them together, is to have a moment like this,
yeah,
to get deep in the playoffs and be playing other great teams with,
yeah,
a chance to go on to the Western region. So
that's a great point. Sounds like a daddy coached a little bit too along the way.
Sounds like it.
One of them speeches is, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, all the way through their freshman year, and then I let go.
I got you. I did bring along a little paper bag over here in case he needs to breathe into it. We will be keeping an eye on Kevin.
Well, if this game's as fast-paced as Kevin's predicting it to be, I may need to breathe into it, Mark.
Yep. We'll just pass it back and forth.
Yeah, we're going to all be needing it, I believe.
You know, absolutely.
From what I've seen of this team, we're all going to be needing that bag tonight.
Yeah. So we're going to throw it back to Jack for a few words from our sponsors. We're about to have our national anthem, but when we come back, we'll have the start of this fourth round state playoff action live from the Bear Den. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Radio.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth, courtside here at the Bear Den. We had a beautiful rendition of our national anthem from one of Pisgah's own. I need to get that young lady's name. She is outstanding.
Yeah, that's Coach Holloway's sister.
Coach Holloway's sister.
Heidi Wilson.
Heidi Wilson.
Well, yep. I'll tell you, she did the national anthem Saturday night and again for us tonight, and she is absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely.
Hey, and I'm glad she moved back in town so Coach Holloway doesn't have to sing the national anthem.
Well, she
only got a chance because I was having a little throat issue. But other than that, you know.
All right, we're ready to get underway. First, the starting line for the Stuart Kramer Storm. It'll be number 2, Unique McDowell. She is a junior. And number 11, Amasia McDowell. Which I'm guessing sister. Their sister.
Freshman, junior.
Number 22, Aaliyah Black, a senior, 5'11". And number 23, the outstanding Miss Holland, senior, 5'7", committed to Wake Forest. And who was our last one? There she comes, number 33. That is Lauren Humphrey, the center, the 6'2 center.
And now, make some noise for your Black Bears.
And a guard, Macy Devlin, senior. And, of course, number 11, Chandler Lowry, another senior for the Bears. And another senior, Bailey Connor. And number 14, Scout Blue, sophomore. And another senior, number 25, Kylie Leonard.
So another thing, guys, that I hadn't really thought of until we're sitting here, both teams are going to have to adjust a little bit to officials they've not seen all year.
Yeah.
So the state handles the officials. These guys obviously are really good. But they're from different regions, and both of these teams play, and they're going to have to adjust to how they call the game.
And adjust quick.
Let's hope it ain't as tight as it was the other night.
Let's hope. So Stuart Kramer comes out in their all-black uniforms, white letters. Pizzy, of course, in the home whites with the red numbers. And at center, we got number 33, Humphrey, jumping against Scout Blue.
Yeah, I need to get a picture of that.
Tip goes to the Storm. Top of the key. Now gets it to Holland. Holland drive, pulls it back, takes the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Bailey. She's going to push it up the court. Bailey pulls up, gets it inside to Chandler. Now out to Kylie. Kylie takes a couple dribbles, kicks it out to Bailey on the corner. Bailey gets tied up, goes out of bounds, and possession will stay with the Bears.
That's where I need Bailey. Good rebound her and Chandler went there. Just get it to the point guard quick.
Yep. Kylie on the floor early, too. I like that.
Yep. Inbounds goes to Chandler. Over to Scout. Now down the left side to Macy. She's going to drive baseline. Pulls it back out. Good pass inside to Chandler. Chandler's guarded. Kicks it out to Macy. She's going to take the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Stuart Kramer. Holland with the ball. She's guarded by Bailey. Looks like Pitt's going to straight man-to-man. 1 minute into this game, no score. Holland gets a screen, goes right. Almost stolen away by Bailey, goes out of bounds.
Good hands right there.
Yeah, good hands by Bailey.
McDowell with the inbound, goes to Holland. Holland top the key, Bailey on her. She drives. Step back, 15-footer. No, it's good. Rattled in somehow. 2-0. Chandler with the ball, crosses half court. Chandler calling the play. Kylie trying to screen to her, and it goes stolen away by Stuart Kramer. Pass to Humphrey. She's going to score. Quickly, 4-0. Chandler with the ball. Over to Macy. Macy's going to drive baseline. She shoots. She misses.
We just missed the wide open cut. We got to make that extra pass.
Holland drives and goes out of bounds. Off Bailey. Possession will stay with the Storm. Under their own basket. Lurkin goes top of the key to McDowell. Her shot, no good. Rebounded by Holland. She pulls it out to top the key. Calls a play. No pressure on her. Bailey back her. Excuse me. Scout backs off her. Now Macy comes out on her. She dribbles. 10-foot jumper is no good. Rebounded by Humphreys. Put back. No good. Rebound, Bailey. Gets it ahead to Macy. 3-on-2. Macy gets to the paint. Score, shoots, no good. Rebounded by Scout. To Chandler down in the corner. To Bailey. 3-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Macy. In the corner. Goes into Chandler.
And that'd be something. Yeah, there we go.
They got a foul on the floor.
How in the world did he call that on the floor?
So fouls on number 22, Aaliyah Black. Chandler inbound and under the basket. Over in the corner, Macy drives. Cross court to Bailey. Now top of the key. Chandler thinks about the three. Finds Macy, now goes inside the Scout. She shoots.
Nice.
Good.
Nice.
That one extra pass we were talking about.
Absolutely.
4-2, your score. Bailey on Holland. Did not play in her real tight because she can drive.
Yeah, we want to keep her in front of us.
Yeah. Holland, couple dribbles, between her legs, gets in the paint, shoots, and no good. Rebounded by Stuart Kramer. Back to Holland. She pulls it out. And she's trapped, but she finds McDowell. Now over to the left side to Black. Now top of the key. McDowell has it. Goes inside to Humphrey. Spin move. Shoots. No good. Rebounded by the Bears.
Good rebound by Scout.
Chandler with the ball. She kicks it out to Macy. Open three-pointer is no good.
Good rebound by Collins.
And the putback is good. Game tied at 4. That's the way you have to battle inside. Holland top the key. Bailey giving a little more pressure. Dribbling, not going anywhere. Now she starts to go to the left side. In the corner, three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Macy. She's out front, and she's going to shoot, and it's going to be blocked out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Bears. 4-4 your score, 3:49 to play in the first. Chandler inbound. Inside to Kylie. Shot no good. Kessler with the rebound. Kylie brings it out. Cross court to Bailey. Now swings it to Chandler. Thinks about the three. Now drives in the paint. Shoots. No good. Rebounded by the Storm. Holland has it. Top of the key. Over to McDowell. Quick three-point shot. No good. Chandler with the rebound. Chandler's going to push it up the court. Crosses half court. Now gets in the paint. And it's blocked by Holland, and last touch by the Bears.
And our fans will not be happy about that.
3:21 to play. First quarter, 4-4 score. Pittsburgh goes to a full court man-to-man. Holland with the ball. Alexis Marcos checks into the game. Humphreys has the ball, and she's going to score and get fouled.
And that's the one thing Marcos cannot do. You have to stay in front of Holland. Don't let her get by you to help defense, because she's going to find the open burst every time.
Yeah, Holland with the drive, and when the pressure come to Holland, she dumped it off to Humphreys and made the basket, got fouled. Foul was on, I think, on Bailey. Free throw no good. Kylie with the rebound. Chandler has it over to Macy. Goes down to the corner. Now back out. Macy has an open three. No good, but Bailey with the rebound. Her shot's no good. And fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Bears. Stuart Kramer with the ball. 2:52 to play in the first. Holland bringing it up. Alexis is on her. Dribbles, gets in the paint, shoots, no good. Humphreys with the rebound, and the putback is good. Can't let them have those second chance points in the paint. 8-4 your score. Chandler bringing it up. Over to Mason. Now inside, good pass to Chandler. She's going to score. 8-6, you score, 2:15, first quarter. Holland bringing it up again. Colin dribbling, calling the play. Alexis comes out on her. She gets around Alexis, gets in the paint, stole it away. Chandler has it. We got a 3-on-0 break. And Bailey shoots
good
and scores.
Great pass.
Great unselfish play right there, too. Chandler had the layup, but went ahead and hit the girl, hit Bailey up in front of her.
And with that, folks, a timeout on the court by Stuart Kramer. Timeout on the court sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Yeah, good comeback by the Bears. They went down 4-0, come back. They went down 8-4. We've come back to tie it again at 8-8, minute 44 left in the first. So like we talked about, guys, we was going to hang in this game in the first quarter. You know, we've not seen this team. We know that Holland's a good player, and certainly she's got into the paint quite a bit. But as far as finishing, I think our pressure has kept her from finishing a lot of shots.
Our pressure is going to disrupt that. She's talking to one of the officials right now, wanting a call. But like I said, we've got to keep her in front of us, make her play outside.
Yep.
She can still shoot it, but I like our chances with her shooting outside rather than getting to the rim.
So Holland brings it up the court. Alexis is going to pop out on her at half court. Over to the right to number 4, Womack. Now back to Holland. Gets in the paint, kicks it out to McDowell. Now to Womack. 30-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Stuart Kramer. Shot, no good. Humphreys with the rebound, stolen away by Scout. Ball goes to Alexis. Alexis has it, can't find anybody, and now gets it out to Lauren Blue. Blue drives in the paint, finds Chandler in the corner. 3-point shot is no good. Rebounded by Alexis. Back out to Macy. Macy swings it to Chandler. Thinks about another three, now drives in the paint. She gets there, and she's going to be fouled by, I believe, Holland.
That is going to be against Holland. Oh, now they gave it to block number 11.
Could have been called on either, but they give it to McDowell, the freshman. Chandler will shoot two.
Messimer Insurance free throw.
And that first free throw is good.
Messimer Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast break today.
Fisker takes their first lead of the game. Second free throw also good. 10-8 your score. Got 52 seconds left in the first quarter. Holland bringing it up. Goes to her right. Waves Womack down into the corner. Trying to go inside to Humphreys. Gets to the paint, now kicks it out to McDowell. Now Chandler's on her, trying to drive. They hand it back to Holland. Inside the hump, it's almost stolen away. Now back to Holland. Holland's going to get to the free throw line. Stolen away by Chandler. And we got a
dunk
ball.
Yeah, that's going to be bare ball on the tie-up. Good job by Chandler deflecting that ball and then tying it up with Holland.
So 21 seconds left in the first. Ball goes into Chandler. Bears lead by 2. Chandler has it. Over to Alexis. Now to Macy. Her note still Alexis. She drives baseline. She shoots. She scores. 12-8. 4 seconds. Holland's going to push it up to half court. Take the long jumper. No good. So the first quarter of this fourth round playoff matchup between Stuart Kramer and Pisgah. Pisgah leads 12-8. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Radio.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
to the Bear Den. We're after one quarter. Bears have a four-point lead, 12-8, and got, I think, got a pretty good quarter by our Bears.
Yeah, the ladies dealt with some adversity there early, got down 4-0, bounced back, got down 8-4, bounced back, and now taking a lead here into the second quarter, Mike.
So Stuart Kramer will start with the ball. Holland has it. Crosses half court, legs it on her. She gets a screen. Chandler switches. Chandler's on her. Picks up a dribble, goes down in the corner to Black. Inside to Humphreys. Out to McDowell. Three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Scout. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Holland. So that's going to be Pisgah ball.
I think we give 11 the shot all night if she wants it.
Yeah. Yeah, so far I don't think they shot several threes, but they've not connected on one.
0 for 6.
All right, Chandler has it. Top the key, looking inside, finds Kylie. Kylie's going to spin and
score.
Nice. Nice move, Kylie Leonard.
What a great move.
Great decision by Chandler. They switched there, got it the mismatch, and Kylie made a great move.
Holland with the ball, Alexis on it. Gets screened from Humphreys. She's going to take the 12-footer good. And that was with somebody right in her face. Quickly on the other end, Alexis scores. Great pass, got it down the court, beat the defense down.
That's what the Lady Bears will do to you right there.
Yep, 16-10. Again, Holland dribbling out top of the key. Holland, one of the better ball handlers we've seen all year. Dribbles to her left. Chandler on. 15-foot jumper is good. And a foul.
They're going to get a foul on Scout, I believe, coming out to help.
Yeah, I don't think she meant to, but she banked it in. Bucket is good. And Holland will go to the line and shoot one free throw, try to complete the three-point play.
And we made that very difficult on her. Switching great. Bank that in, but for the and one here.
Yeah. Her free throw is good. 16-13. Pisgah quickly the other way. Finds Bailey. Now back to Chandler. Looking inside. Kylie trying to screen for Chandler. They go back into Kylie. Kylie shoots and no good. Rebounded by McDowell. Holland with the ball over on the left side. Holland pulls it out. So they're going to reset the play. Pisgah in man-to-man. Holland, she's going to take a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Blue. Hands it off to Bailey. To Chandler. Chandler has it top of the key. To Bailey. Down in the corner to Scout. Scout's going to go baseline. Good pass. Great pass to Kylie Leonard. 18-3 your score.
That's pretty basketball right there.
That is nice. She drove baseline, and when the defense come to her, she found the open Kylie Leonard. 18-13. Holland with the ball. She gets a screen from Humphreys. Now it goes down the corner. McDowell's going to take a three-pointer. No good. Like you said, Mark, we'll let them have that all day long.
All day.
Chandler with the ball. She thinks about the three. Picks up her dribble. Finds Bailey. Bailey dribbles. Gets into the paint. She's going to shoot, and it has it blocked by Humphreys. But Chandler steals it back. Finds Scout. To Kylie. Three-point shot. No good. Rebounded by Chandler. And she's going to be fouled. And Chandler's going to go to the line and shoot two Messimer Insurance free throws.
And these Messimer Insurance free throws are sponsored. Our Austin Insurance Agency offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw is good. 19-13. I believe that's the biggest lead of the game for the Bears. Second free throw up and good. 20-13, Bears open up a 7-point lead. Under 5 to play in the first half. Holland with the ball. Bailey's on her now. Looks like we got a double high screen waiting. Holland dribbling. goes to Humphreys out on the perimeter. Now hands it back to Holland. Holland setting up the play. She wants a screen. Dribbles to her right. Takes the long three-pointer. No good. And fight for the rebound. And
yep,
we got a foul on Stuart Kramer.
Great rebound by Chandler, and she was fouled by 22. And that's going to be her second foul. That's big.
That's Aaliyah Black, her second foul, like Kevin said. Ball goes into Chandler. A little bit of full court man-to-man now from the Storm. Ball back to Chandler. Over to Bailey. Bailey, and they try to cut inside to Macy and has it stolen away. Back to Holland. Holland's going to drive. Pulls it out. Free throw line jumper. This one's no good either. Rebounded by Humphreys. And they're going to call a late whistle, but they're going to call a foul on the Bears. And it's going to be on, I believe, is that Kylie Leonard?
That's going to be her first. She's second.
So not a lot of fouls so far in this quarter. Two each. Humphreys free throws, good. That cuts the Bear lead to 6, 20-14.
Scout's going to have to block out really well here.
Humphreys' second free throw is off, no good. Rebounded by Kylie. Gets it to Chandler. Chandler's going to push it. She's going to get to the rim, and
that
she's going to be fouled. And this one should be on Holland.
Good job of pushing the pace there after Kylie's outlet pass.
So Chandler's going to go to the line for two more Messimer Insurance free throws. First one's good. Our free throw shooting looks a little better than it did Saturday night.
I ain't saying a word.
Kevin must have worked. I'm just thinking Kevin did some work in the parking lot. Next free throw up, and this one's good. 22-14, under four to play first half. Holland has it. She's guarded by Bailey. Humphreys is trying to set a screen to her right. Holland pulls it back.
And he'll go through it.
And almost stolen away by Bailey. Holland gets in there. And
no!
Foul.
That was a bailout right there.
Yeah. That was a bailout. Holland went to the ground, and the knee-jerk reaction by the official was to blow the whistle.
Yeah, and the problem is she was on the ground for a good second or two before he decided to call it.
So that's a second foul on Bailey. Top of the key. McDowell has it over to the left side. Shot goes up. That one's good. That's a three-pointer by Aaliyah Black. Chandler with the ball. Chandler gets in the paint, and we got an illegal screen called against the Bears.
And that's going to be the second on Kylie Leonard. Fans aren't going to like that because Holland really fought through that screen.
Yeah.
And then they give Kylie the foul.
So Holland with the ball over to McDowell. Down in the corner to Humphreys. Back to McDowell. Now to Holland. Inside to Humphreys. Cross court to Black. Top the key to McDowell. McDowell's going to drive. She's going to take the 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by Chandler. Chandler's pushing it up the court to Alexis.
Nice.
Alexis scores.
Nice.
Great pass from Chandler. Way to convert from Alexis. 24-17. Under three.
What a great looking pass right there. You know
that was nice. Holland with the ball. She gets a screen. She's going to take the three-pointer, and it's no good. And
we got a foul on the rebound there. Macy had good position.
Foul on McDowell for the Storm.
Yeah, good move by here by Coach Holloway.
Ball goes into Macy. Macy over to Lauren Blue. She gets a couple of dribbles. Now finds Alexis in the paint.
Nice.
That is a complete mismatch with number four on her right now.
And I would exploit it ball. Every trip.
Yeah. 9-point lead for the Bears. To Black. Down in the corner to McDowell. She's going to take the 15-footer, and it's good. Didn't see that one coming.
Me neither.
Another good look up the court. And they got a foul there on number four, and that's going to send Alexis Marcos to the line for two physical free throws. And these free throws are offered by Messimer Insurance Agency. It offers insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-309.
26-19 the score. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Alexis, first free throw is good. 27-19.
We just need to close this half out.
Yeah.
Right here, and I'll let him make a run.
Alexis' second free throw is also good. And goes back to a 9-point lead for the Bears. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Holland with the ball. Goes over to Black. Now to McDowell. She takes a couple dribbles, gets to the paint, shoots, and scores. And they're going to call a foul on Chandler. And Unique McDowell has come in to give the Storm a boost with two quick buckets. And now a free throw that's no good. Chandler has it. Chandler's going to go up the court. Chandler over to Macy. In the corner to Alexis. Back to Macy. Inside to
good pass.
And we got a foul. Ball went. Great pass.
Great
into
pass to
Scout. And we got two more of those.
Messimer Insurance Agency free throws. They offer insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-309 for a fast quote today. And that is the third on number 22 for the Storm.
First free throw by Scout is good. 29-21. 1:36 to play in the first half. Scout's second free throw attempt is no good off the back iron. Black gets the rebound, gets it to Holland.
Need to stop here.
Holland pushing it up the court, now pulls it out, top key, calling the play. Alexis on her, over to the right side. Now down in the court, Humphreys is going to take the three-pointer, and it's nowhere close. Rebounded by Stuart Kramer, and that's going to be Holland that puts it back. Then quickly on the other end, and that's going to be, missed the easy shot. Chandler with the
good
rebound.
Good job, Chandler.
And Chandler to draw the foul on Humphreys. Great rebound by Chandler, way to draw the foul. With a minute 10 to go in the first half.
And that's just her first.
Again, though, guys, great job trailing on the break. You know what I'm saying?
Free throw by Chandler. Good. 30-27. And how she got that foul was that little head fake got Humphreys in the air.
Yep.
And once you're in the air, you're at the mercy of the offensive player. Second free throw off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Stuart Kramer. Holland's going to push it up the court. Holland's going to get in the paint. Now pulls it back out. She's going to reset the play.
Crowd is pumped here on that transition defense.
Under a minute to play. Humphreys in the corner. Now back to Holland. They're going to swing it to Black. Now to number four, Womack, and she carries the ball.
There we go.
So the young freshman for the Storm commits the turnover. 30-23, 46 seconds left in the first half. Chandler, Alexis. Over to Macy. Inside to Chandler. Good pass.
Nice look.
And Alexis missed the easy shot down low. Great pass by Chandler. Quickly up on the other end. Holland has it. She's going to take the quick three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Lauren Blue. Chandler's pushing. Chandler pulls it out. Over to Lauren. To Macy. Three-point shot. No good. Lauren Blue with the rebound. She's going to take the three-pointer. No good. And we got her trapped. and we got a timeout on the court.
And this timeout on the court sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So we got 7.2 ticks on the clock here in the first half. Pisgah holds a 7-point advantage, 30-23.
Yeah, right here, Mike, we got to have a good defensive stand. No fouls here. It puts him on the free throw line. You know where the ball is going.
Yeah.
So the Bears come out of their huddle. Looks like they're going to... They're not going to pick them up full court. They're going to let them get the ball in. Holland has it. 6 seconds. 5 seconds. She crosses half court. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. She drives. She shoots. And no good.
Great defense by the Bears.
So at the end of the first half, Pisgah leads 30-23. When we come back, we'll have your Paper Town Equipment Rental Halftime Show. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Radio.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Welcome back to the Bear Den. We're at halftime of this fourth round matchup between Stuart Kramer and Pisgah. Your Bears lead by a score of 30-23.
And it's time for the halftime show, brought to you by Paper Town Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737.
Well, I'm going to say that's as good a first half as I think we could have expected.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be up and down. We knew that this was going to be a dogfight all the way through. But our young ladies have really responded to that early pressure and played, you know, very well throughout this game.
Yeah, I tell you, I like it. That the fast break has really been a benefit for us. We've getting that ball out ahead of their defense, and we've got some easy buckets. We've drew some fouls. We've put good pressure on Holland. She's made some shots, but I tell you, she's also missed some shots because of that pressure.
Yeah, we've done a great job of putting pressure on her, staying off of her, making her beat off the dribble, but helping with the right people as they try to set screens and switching from that standpoint. We've made it difficult on her, and probably as good of a first half as we could have expected from a scoring standpoint for her, for us.
Yeah, I think the only thing that to me was a little unexpected, Unique McDowell, I hope I'm saying her name right, she come in and give him a little burst there with 4 straight points and drew a foul. I don't know if Coach Holloway saw her coming in and giving them that kind of boost, but you take that out, and it was really a dominant first half, I think, by Pisgah.
I'd say that and the 3-point shot by number 22 came at a big moment.
Absolutely.
We got up by 9. She hit that 3 for them, and that kind of brought them back, there in the second quarter as well.
Only one they had in the first half, too, by the way.
Yeah. So we're going to throw it back to Jack for a few words from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to get Mark to give us some stats from that first half. You're listening to WPTO Radio and WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Pest control booth here. We are courtside here this fourth round playoff action between Stuart Kramer and your Pisgah Bears. And good half for our Bears, who lead 30-23. Mark, what kind of stats did we have there in that first?
Gotcha. Boy, what a difference it makes when you hit your free throws, guys.
Man.
As a team, we are 10 for 12 in that first half. 10 for 12.
Chandler has 9 points, and she was 7 of 8 from the free throw line. 5 rebounds. Bailey Connor with 2 points and 2 rebounds. Scout with 3 points, 4 rebounds. Alexis Marcos come in and has got 10 points on the transition offense. And then Kylie Leonard's got 6 points and 5 rebounds. Now, the sad news is we are 0 for 8 from a three-point line. And I hate to bring this up, but we were 0 for 14 the other night. So that makes us 0 for 22 from a three-point line in the last two games.
That means the odds are in our favor in the second half, Mark.
They got to be one go sometime, you know?
Yeah, we shoot the ball too well to continue that streak. You know, we just got to shoot it with confidence and kind of flush those. I could see them kind of thinking about it, hesitating before they shoot that three.
Yep.
Flush that, shoot or shoot. They don't worry about the last one.
Hey, and kudos to our defense, too, real quickly. Holland had 9 in the first half. Come in averaging 34, 35, and she had 9 in the first half. So,
yeah, I think that was a great job defensively we did on her. I know Coach Holloway had some trick defenses that he was thinking about using, but for the most part, he played it straight up in that first half, and I think it was effective.
Yeah, I think it was very effective. Like I said, what we figured out early is if Kylie in the middle is the one helping, she's going to dump it to Humphreys for the easy basket, or she's going to get the rebound. So we've adjusted, and we're dropping one of the wings in to help, if she gets by, and picking up there, which I think is a great adjustment that he's made in that first half.
Yeah, I tell you, and Coach Holloway is good, too. I mean, his in-game adjustments I've always been impressed with. And so I wonder, will he come out in the second half? Because he knows probably what their coach is planning for, what he saw in the first half. Does Coach Holloway throw a little twist there in the second half so that it's something that they didn't plan for?
I expect it. I'm telling you, Coach, I love it because you never know what he's going to do. He'll switch from just trips up and down the floor to a different defense. But I'm really looking forward to seeing what tweaks he makes there. But, man, so proud of our girls. This is such a big game. The holding 7-point advantage at halftime.
I tell you, Holland, obviously we know she can score some points, but I think what I was most impressed with her, though, was the first half. She can handle the ball.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
She's a collegiate point guard for sure.
She is the real deal.
Yeah. So we're going to throw it back to Jack for a few more words from our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll have a few thoughts and then get this second half underway. You're listening to WPTO Radio and WPTOradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to the Bear Den. We got a couple of minutes here before the start of the second half. Pisgah leads by a score of 30-23. A couple of 28-1 teams going at it. And so far, Pisgah's got the better end of the deal here as we sit at halftime.
Yeah, so folks, if you've missed any Bears basketball this season or football, you can catch up on Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLRadio.net click on the Sports tab and see Kids on Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the entire 2018 football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah on Demand. Check it out. And folks, as always, Pisgah Sports has been honoring Pisgah athletes for outstanding game day performances all season long. You can see photos of the award winners at WPTLradio.net. Just click on the Sports tab and then choose the Pisgah Player of the Game from the drop-down menu. Check in often as we add new players after each game. That's WPTLradio.net. And folks, that Pisgah Player of the Game is sponsored by A1 Storage.
So our girls just come out on the court and got a big round of applause from the Pisgah faithful sitting behind us. Got an awesome crowd here. Whole gym nearly is full. Stuart Kramer, they brought a good bit of fans with them as well. But for the most part, it's red and black here in the Bear Den tonight.
And you don't see this for, and no offense when I say this, for a ladies' game very often. This place is packed.
And it's rocking tonight. Our student section is on their feet and packed into a whole section across from us. So we're about to get this second half underway. Pisgah will have the ball first. And ball goes into Bailey. Back to Macy. Macy, a couple of dribbles cross court to Scout down the corner. Back to Chandler on the elbow. Looking inside. Can't find anything. Now Macy, top of the key. One dribble to Bailey. Outside to Scout. 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by McDowell. Holland with the ball. Pulls it out, top of the key. Ball goes in the corner. 3-point shot by Black is an air ball. Rebounded by Macy. Macy's going to lead. She's got a 2-on-1, and no good. And that is going to be off.
Oh, they're calling a foul.
Wow. Looked like it was just a bounced it off her leg, but the official, I think, was a little premature with it, called a foul on Chandler. That's going to be her second. Ball goes into Holland. Bailey's going to pick her up full court. Across half court, Humphrey comes up for a screen over to McDowell. Back to Holland. Her shot, no good. Rebounded by Kylie to Chandler. Chandler gets to the free throw line. To Scout to Bailey, back to Chandler. Chandler's going to drive. Two shoots, no good. Rebounded by Humphreys. Finds Holland.
And looks like a double dribble there.
They missed a double dribble, but Holland shoots and misses. Rebounded by Macy. Macy gets it to Chandler. In the backcourt, she's double-teamed. Back to Macy, cross half-court. Macy's got a wide-open 10-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by Holland. She's on the move. Bailey picks her up. Pulls it back out. Holland resets the play. 30-23, still your score. Over to Black, down to Humphreys in the corner. Back to Black, swings it to McDowell. McDowell gets in the paint and loses the ball out of bounds. And it's going to stay with the Storm.
That should definitely be the Bears' ball. Pisgah faithful, not happy at all in regards to that one.
McDowell with the 10-foot jumper. It's an air ball. Rebounded by the Storm. And they're going to call a foul on the Bears.
That was a terrible out of bounds over there. Dang.
And so Bailey is going to pick up her third foul. So quickly, Coach Holloway is going to bring in Alexis.
And all of a sudden, you know, they're calling fouls on one end and not calling it on the other end, Mike.
Yeah. And
hopefully it flows back the other way here.
Free throw is good by Holland. Next free throw, also good. 30-25. Pisgah holds a 5-point lead. Chandler with the ball. McDowell picks her up. Now over to Alexis. Back to Chandler. Chandler, a couple dribbles. Humphreys switches on her. And they try to go inside, and it's stolen away by the Bears. Knocked out of bounds now by Stuart Kramer. Possession will stay with the Bears. Macy inbounds right in front of the student section. Ball goes into Chandler. Chandler sets the play. Dribbles left, now right, now over to Alexis. Hollins on her. Goes inside to Macy. And Macy's shot, no good. Humphreys with the rebound. Gets it to Hollins. Hollins going to try to get in the paint. And she's going to score.
Great finish by Hollins.
That's a tough shot right there. Yeah.
Chandler gets all the way in the paint. And good. Oh, and misses the short one. And quickly the other way. It's going to go to Black. She's going to score. 30-29. 5:13 to play in the third. And Coach Holloway, good timeout as they cut into that lead because they have a one-point advantage.
Yeah, and this time out on the court, the sponsor is by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her firm and staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So, Mike, we were talking that first 2-3 minutes were going to be big.
Yeah.
We've had some good-looking shots. We just haven't had anything go down for us. But they certainly have turned it up offensively.
Well, and we missed a couple easy shots there, and we allowed them to get on a run and cut 6 points off of that lead we had. So, good timeout by Coach Holloway. Hopefully the Bears can settle back down here. We need a basket on this possession. So Macy will be inbounding right in front of the Pisgah bench. So it goes into Chandler, knocked out of bounds by McDowell. Chandler again, inbounds. And stolen away by Holland. And she's going to go the other end and score. Oh, she misses the easy shot.
Nice.
Easy shot, rebounded by Chandler, and we're quickly the other way. Kylie gets into the paint, and she's going to be fouled. So that was a big turn of events. Holland missed the easy one on the one end. And then Kylie draws a foul on the other end.
And these physical free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Kylie's first free throw is off the back iron, no good. They'll get one more attempt. And this one is good. Gets it back to a two-point lead for the Bears. Holland walking it up the court. Lexus on her. Over to Black. Now down the corner to Humphreys. Back to Black. She swings it over to McDowell. Back to Black. Hands it off to Holland. Holland's at the free throw line. Kicks it out to McDowell.
Yep.
That's going to drive him.
Sure did.
So McDowell shuffled her feet before she took off. This could be a turnover, giving it back to Pisgah. 4:37 to play in the third. Chandler with the ball. To Scout, down on the left elbow. Now back top of the key to Macy. Quickly to the other side to Kylie. She's going to get in the paint. She's double teamed, and they get out to Alexis. Open three-pointer is no good.
Good job, Chandler.
Chandler with the rebound, and we got a tie-up in the paint. And that's going to give it back to the Storm.
Great rebound by Chandler. Just in the middle of all that Storm, young ladies, they tied it up.
So Holland with the ball, walking it up. Over to Black. Inside to Humphreys. Hands it back to Holland. One-arm jumper. No good. Quickly out in front to Alexis.
Follow it up. It's got to be a foul. And, oh, my.
Wow.
So she come down on her. I don't know how that's not a foul.
Well, and I know she's a very athletic young lady, but there was a lot of contact on that one right in front of the official.
Yeah. Ball goes into Macy. She feeds it inside to Kylie. Kylie shoots and scores. And they got a foul on Black.
That's going to be her fourth.
And that is four fouls on Black. A That is a huge play in this game.
Yep.
Not only is it a three-point attempt or a three-point play, possibly she makes the free throw, but he gets four fouls on Black.
And this is the free throw is sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency.
What a great drop step by Kylie right there off the board.
Free throw up, and the three-point play is good. Gets it back to a five-point lead. 3:48 to play in the third quarter. Holland with the ball. A lot of pressure from Alexis. Now over to Womack, the freshman. And I was almost stolen away. Back to Holland.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my.
And Holland falls down.
That is horrible.
That is just a call. You see a player fall and you think you have to blow the whistle. That's terrible.
Just Alexis' first foul, 13 foul here.
Holland with the ball to McDowell. She gets in the paint, shoots, and no good. Rebounded by the Storm. Now a shot, no good. Rebounded by Kylie. And ball everywhere.
Nice.
And
good job of tying it up. Oh, no, he gave a timeout. He gave a timeout to the Storm coach. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Well, it's a timeout by Coach Pullman.
There was no possession.
Wow.
Both girls went diving on the floor and tied it up at the same time. And they gave a timeout to the Stuart Kramer bench.
Well, that may be a timeout they will need later.
It's a great point, Mark.
So we'll reset it here. We got 3:10 to play in the third quarter. Pisgah 34, Stuart Kramer 29. Got three fouls this quarter by the Bears, two fouls this quarter by the Storm. So Pisgah kind of holding on to that. It was a seven-point halftime lead. They cut it down to one. Now we've got it back up to five. Love to go into that fourth quarter with an advantage. So Womack, the freshman, will be inbounding for the Storm. She gets it into Holland. Holland over to McDowell. Now down the corner to Humphreys. Back to McDowell. Has tipped away to half court. Holland recovers. Goes inside to Humphreys. Humphreys spins, shoots, good.
She's a good post player, I'm telling you.
Very good.
Macy has it. Now top the key to Bailey. Over to Alexis. Chandler's going to take the three-pointer. Good!
And that three-point shot is sponsored by Florida Contracting.
That's what we've been waiting on. And quickly back the other way, we got a foul on Macy.
Chandler says 0 for 22 is enough, guys.
That's right. That was a huge shot.
Well, Shauna Hollins showed her speed there. We've been getting up and down the floor very quickly all night. She got up the floor after that made three there quickly.
Free throw good. I don't think she misses free throws.
No, she doesn't. I've seen a bunch of them. And we need to get Scout to get down here instead of Chandler. They're in the wrong spots.
So that makes it 37-32. Holland with a second free throw attempt up and good.
Although I'm not sure it matters with her on the free throw line.
Yeah. Chandler with the ball. Down into the right corner. Alexis going to drive.
Oh.
And she's going to be fouled by Womack.
Yeah, we talked about that. That is a mismatch. It's a good matchup in our favor when we get that in here and take advantage of it.
Yeah, Womack is a 5-foot freshman.
5 foot with her shoes on, too.
Yeah. A free throw is good by Alexis.
And she's a good little player. She shoots the ball well. She plays well. She's just undersized right now as a freshman.
38-33. Free throw no good. And almost thrown away by Chandler, and it goes out of bounds. Possession back to Stuart Kramer. 2:20 to play in the third. Prisca stays in the man-to-man. Holland with the ball. She's going to drive. Cross court to McDowell. McDowell
yep,
is shuffled her feet again.
Yeah, she takes off every time early.
We're just going to take advantage of this turnover now.
Yep, 2:07, third quarter.
I'd like to get this back to a seven-point lead here.
Chandler with the ball. Over to Alexis. And they try to feed it into Lauren, and it goes off her fingertips out of bounds.
It looked like Lauren held up instead of going to the block, and I think it was Alexis thought she was going to the block.
Yep.
And it was open.
So again, Holland with the ball. She gets a screen from Humphreys. Feeds it inside to Humphreys. She shoots and misses. Rebounded by Chandler. Chandler gets into the paint. She shoots.
Nice.
The goal.
Great left-hand move right there.
7-point lead for the Bears. Holland tops the key. Over to McDowell. 3-point shot. Good. You leave her open. She can make that shot. Chandler with the ball. Tries to get stolen by Womack. Now back to Holland. She's going to get in the paint and misses the shot. Rebounded by Bailey. Stolen away by McDowell. And handed off to Holland. 40-36. Minute to play third quarter. McDowell's going to take a deep three-pointer. No good. And rebounded by Bailey. Gets it to Chandler. To Lauren. 10-foot jumper is no good. Rebounded by Humphreys. Quickly the other way. Holland's pushing it up the court. And they find Waymont. And she's going to get fouled.
Come on.
And she will go shoot two free throws. No need to foul her there. She's so undersized. I felt like we could have blocked the shot.
Yeah, and there, one of our bigs is kind of looking for their big instead of getting back, and that created that.
Yeah.
They had time to get back.
That's going to be Bailey's fourth foul. She's going to take a seat. Macy comes in for her. 38 seconds to play in the third. 3-point lead for the Bears. Now 2-point lead for the Bears. Chandler the other way. Over to Macy. Out to Lauren Blue. Three-pointer.
Good. Needed that one, guys. That three-point shot talked about four to contractors.
43-38. Holland gets in the paint. Good pass to Humphrey. She's going to score. 18 seconds. 43-40. Chandler has it. Thinks about the three. Gets in the paint. Scores. 8 seconds.
Turn.
Back the other way. Holland's going to get in the paint. And Holland's going to be fouled with 1.7 seconds to go in the third. And they're going to say that's a two-shot foul.
Yeah, that's a tough call with 1.7 seconds left here.
Yeah. Holland's first free throw, as all the others have been, it's good.
She don't even hit the rim. It's just net.
Yeah. Holland's next free throw is no good.
Jinx.
And unfortunately, Humphrey's got the rebound and put it back in. But we got three quarters complete here in the Bear Den. Pisgah has a two-point lead, 45-43, as we head into the fourth quarter of this fourth-round matchup of the state playoffs. You're listening to Pisgah Radio on WPTL.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Well, Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth, courtside here in the Bear Den, where we got a good one. Bears lead 45-43 as we head into the fourth quarter. And this is a fourth round state playoff matchup. And so it's everything you work for is coming down to this fourth quarter, Kevin.
Now, the foul count was 7 to the Bears, 3 for the Storm last quarter. Hopefully we can get that reversed here in the fourth quarter.
So Pisgah has the ball. It goes in to Chandler in the backcourt. Chandler gets it across half court over to Macy. Macy drives, gets a screen, hasses up the jumper, gets it to Scout. Scout drives out to Alexis, to Macy. Back to Scout in the corner, cross court to Chandler. Chandler thinking. She drives out to Macy. We passed up a few threes this time around. Now in the paint to Chandler. Out to Kylie. And her shot's blocked and saved by Kylie before it went out of bounds.
Eat it.
And out to Macy. Hauling on her. She kicks it out to Scout. Scout passes on the three to Chandler. Chandler calls the play, passes to Macy. Inside to Alexis, out to Scout. Cross court to Chandler. She gets in the paint, and she's going to be fouled. As she goes up, shot was no good, but she will get two free throws.
And these Messimer Insurance free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
First free throw by Chandler is good. 46-43. Under 7 minutes to play in the game. Next free throw, no good. Rebounded by Womack. Stolen away by the Bears, then stolen back by Stuart Kramer. McDowell has it. In the paint, and we got a foul on the Bears. Referees are talking about the play. Not sure what they're coming up with, and they are calling a foul on Macy. First free throw is good by McDowell.
Need to block out here.
Next free throw, no good. Rebounded by Macy. And she is going to be fouled by McDowell.
It's her fourth foul.
So Black is going to check in for McDowell, or no, for Womack. Black, of course, has four. And now Amasia McDowell has four. Ball goes into Chandler. Cross half court. Over in the corner to Alexis. They go into, oh, good pass.
Good pass. Yep.
Kylie Leonard gets the bucket. Scout Blue with the assist. Holland with the ball. Alexis Humphreys is going to screen. She passes on the three, drives in the paint, finds Humphreys, and she's going to be fouled. And basket was no good, but Humphreys will be shooting two free throws. And that's only two fouls on Scout. First free throw.
And everybody's going to have to adjust. These last two quarters, they have...
That's only her second. Next free throw is good. 48-46. Ball goes into Chandler. Good pass to Alexis. She shoots. She scores. 50-46.
Sit down and get a stop here.
Holland with the ball. Alexis on her. Holland drives, 10-foot jumper is no good. Rebounded by Chandler. Chandler's pushing it up the court. Chandler gets to the free throw line. She shoots, she scores. 52-46. 5:36 in the game. 52-46, your score. Holland with the ball. Holland in the paint and foul as Holland drives to the basket. And it'll call Chandler with the foul. That's going to be her third personal.
That is terrible.
Free throw, good.
Need the block out here.
Next free throw is also good. 52-48. Holland with pressure. Now gets it to Macy. Macy swings it to Alexis. Back out to Macy. Down into baseline to Kylie. Out to Scout. To Alexis. Inside to Chandler. And we got a foul.
That's going to be her fifth foul, I'm pretty sure. That is her fifth foul.
Yep. And that's going to bring the freshman Womack back into the game.
Well, they've really changed how they're calling this game.
Yep. Ball goes into Chandler. Macy, three-point
shot.
In.
Good!
And that three-point shot is talking about all the contracting.
Top of the key. Holland has it. She dribbles to her right. Inside to Humphreys. Hands it back off Holland. Out to Humphreys. 15-foot jumper is good.
Humphreys is a solid player, boys. I'm telling you.
She is. Macy. Cross court to Scout. And they're going to call a travel on Scout.
She did.
Hopped with her left foot. Turnover, giving it back to the Storm. 4:27 to play. Pisgah holds on to a five-point lead. Holland with the ball. Gets a screen from Humphreys. Holland dribbles. 20-footer is good. 55-52. 4 minutes to play in the game. Chandler with the ball. Across half court. And we've got a timeout by Coach Holloway.
This time out on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So Pisgah got a three-point lead, 55-52. You've got 4 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. So we got a good one.
A couple of fun facts for you here. In the second half, Stuart Kramer is 12 of 13 from the line. And after going 0 for 22 in two games, we're 3 or 4 in the second half from the three-point line.
Well, we knew things had to turn around, and I'll tell you, those three-pointers have been a big reason we're still up in this ballgame.
Absolutely.
And we need a bucket here to get back up by 5. 4 minutes left here in this game, and it's everything we thought it might be, guys.
It is. Yeah, good ball game, and Holland on those last two buckets. She showed why she's a Division I basketball player. That was that last shot was 20-footer with somebody in her face, and she nailed it. And I expect as this game goes along, she's going to put more on her shoulders to try to score.
Oh yeah, and not to take anything away from any of these other girls, but it's a two woman show over here, Humphrey and Holland basically.
Yeah.
13 does not have five fouls.
Chandler to Alexis. Macy inside to Bailey. Has it tipped away and out of bounds. And so the Stuart Kramer coaches are tore up, they think. That Scout has five. We don't. How many do we have before?
No, they think Bailey has five.
Well, Bailey don't.
Bailey
have five.
Didn't play since she got her fourth foul in the third quarter.
Yeah. So the referees are going to sort this out at the scorer's table. So we got under four.
And she hasn't played since she picked up her fourth in the third quarter.
Yeah, she just came into the game. So she couldn't have scored or got her fifth foul. So as the referees huddle up and slow the game down, we're ready to go now.
Free timeout anyway.
It is a free timeout. So it'll be Pisgah basketball right in front of the scorer's table. 4 minutes. Bailey or Macy with the inbounds. Finds Alexis in the corner.
And she's got four herself. 22. Yep.
Chandler with the ball. Back
and
to Alexis.
Her right here.
Macy, she drives. And she does just have to kind of let us go. Shot by Kylie's no good. Holland with the ball. She thinks about the three. Finds Womack. She shoots. In and out. No good.
Oh. Good hustle by Alexis. Good hustle by Holland. Call the ball out on Alexis Marcus.
Yeah. 3:27. Pisgah holds on to that three-point lead. Ball goes into Holland. Holland dribbling over to the right side, directing traffic. She wants a screen from Humphreys. Goes back to her left and her right.
That's
and
a double dribble.
Driving. Yeah.
Fans don't like it, but she did lose control of it and then continued to dribble.
So we really need to take our time right here and get a good shot.
We need Marcos to come help here.
Ball goes into Chandler, back to Macy. And Alexis is going to travel, giving it back to Stuart Kramer.
A little nerves edging in here on some of the girls that haven't been here before.
Yep. So Holland with the ball over to Black.
Settle down there.
Down to McDowell in the corner. Chandler trying to force her baseline. Shot no good. And rebound goes to McDowell. Putback is good. It's a one-point lead for the Bears. Macy with the ball. Chandler in the paint. She shoots. She scores. Back to a three-point lead. 57-54. Holland with the ball. Over to Womack. To McDowell in the corner. 10-foot jumper. And no good. Rebounded by Bailey. Gets it to Chandler. Down to Alexis. Tipped out of bounds.
Right. Hey, guys, I'm telling you, I wouldn't mind seeing Chandler just take over and drive like she's been driving. Need to get the foul, get the bucket.
Chandler with the ball, top the key. Approaching 2 minutes left in this game. Alexis with the ball. Over to Chandler. Chandler thinking about the three. Now finds Bailey. Bailey's going to go baseline. Good pass
good
to
look.
Kylie.
And she scores. Timeout, Stuart Kramer.
And with that, Stuart Kramer has a timeout on the court. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of the friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
That's a big bucket right there.
Yeah, it was a huge bucket. Nice drive by, I believe, was that Bailey who drove baseline? And
it
found,
was.
Pulled the defense to her, found Kylie. Easy bucket for Kylie. Gives us that five-point lead with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the game.
Yeah, she was wide open. Great look. We talked early in the game about that one extra pass right there. She saw it, got it to her, and easy bucket to get us up by five, guys.
Hey, again, I've said it all year long, and I know people probably get like, man, I sound like a broken record. But our girls look for that extra pass and look for that open person as well as anything we've seen all year.
Yeah, it's it is awesome when you watch a team play like this. It's very unselfish. They just find the open person, and that's why we're in this game, guys.
Yep. So let me reset the game for you. We're in the fourth quarter of this fourth-round matchup between Stuart Kramer and your Pisgah Bears. Pisgah has a 59-54 lead. Both teams have three fouls in the quarter. That means they can give up one more foul before we're shooting two shots the rest of the way. So Stuart Kramer will have the ball.
Womack. Much time off the clock here before they get a shot.
Womack with the inbounds to Holland. Alexis is on Holland. She crosses half court under 2 minutes. Holland dribbles to her right, gets a screen from Humphrey. Womack has it, goes inside to Humphrey. Back outside. Free throw line jumper's good from McDowell. 59-56. Chandler quickly the other way. Over to Macy. Macy dribbles, now finds Bailey. Back to Macy. Over in the corner, Chandler gets it. Pass to Kylie.
On the backside again.
And no foul called. Wow, I thought that could have been a foul.
And
that is out of bounds. That was good defense by Chandler. She kept her hand straight up, played defense, and Holland, a little frustrated, lost it out of bounds. Minute 22 in the game. Pisgah ball.
Again, make this clock our friend, guys.
Yep, Chandler with the ball. Top the key. Holland's on her. To Bailey. To Macy. Cross court to Chandler. And almost stolen away by Womack.
Run that clock, girl.
Macy gets a three-pointer. And we got a timeout call.
Thank goodness.
Just before Macy took that three-point shot.
That timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So Coach Holloway with a brilliant timeout.
Brilliant.
He didn't like the looks of our set. Macy did shoot the three and missed it, but he got the timeout before the shot went up. So here we go. We got 59 Pisgah, 56 Stuart Kramer. Minute 10 to play in the game. Still the fouls are even at three apiece. It'll be Pisgah basketball after the timeout. Probably inbounding in front of the Pisgah bench.
Listen, they've got to foul us two more times to put us on the line. We don't need to be taking three-pointers right now. With
yeah, I tell you.
No, we want a layup or a foul.
Yes.
Yeah, and whoever, Womack is the young freshman, that's the matchup on the court.
Yeah, triple penetrate on her. Somebody's going to have to help.
So here we go. Macy standing next to Coach Holloway. She's looking. Inbound to Alexis. Alexis drives baseline. 10-foot jumper. No good. Kylie with the rebound. Pulls it out. Gets it out to Chandler. Chandler pulls it out to Bailey. To Macy. Macy.
Over that clock.
Bailey. Top the key. Under a minute. Goes to Macy. Macy has it. Macy dribbling. The ball goes to Alexis. And we got a tie up. And unfortunately, the arrow is pointing towards Stuart Kramer.
Yeah, and we needed to get the ball back into Chandler's hands, though.
Yeah, absolutely. 43 seconds remaining in the game. 59-56. Holland with the ball.
Need a stand here.
Holland crosses half court. Holland's going to get a screen from Humphreys. It's around it. Holland still with the ball. She's topped the key over to Womack. Back to Holland. We're double-teaming Holland.
Good defense.
Yep. Holland dribbles. She's going to take the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by the Bears. And wow. She was knocked to the floor by Humphreys, and they call a travel on the Bears.
So 15.9 seconds left here.
Unbelievable.
In the game.
So here we go. Inbounds goes to McDowell. To Womack. Womack dribbles, got the key to Black. Over to Holland. She's going to take the three-pointer. No good.
Rebound by the girls. Vanderbilt. 1.7 seconds. 1.7. Bears have a three-point lead and the ball.
This crowd's going crazy in the Baird end.
All you got to do now is get it in cleanly. And don't
why
let
did
it
we
end
put,
out here.
Why do we put 26 seconds left? Oh. Back up.
It should be 2.6, I believe.
2.6 seconds left.
So we got 2.6. Coach Holloway calls a Canton insurance timeout. We do not want a replay of the boys' game.
Do not turn it over down here.
Yep.
If you got to turn it over, it's got to be down here.
Yep.
I'd rather you not turn it over.
Yeah.
But if you got to turn it over, it's going to be down here.
Absolutely.
Somebody has to touch it regardless. Yeah.
So Pisgah will have the ball, and they're going to inbound in front of the Stuart Kramer bench. So we're on their end of the court, so the mistake we cannot make is a turnover on that end where they could get a three-point shot off to possibly tie the game.
Folks, this time out on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, Coach Holloway, I love the timeout right there.
Yes.
And so we got a foul actually called.
Yeah, that was their fourth foul. Comes this way. Comes this way.
So right in front of the Stuart Kramer bench. Maisie has the ball. She's looking. And we got a foul called.
Okay, that's a good foul.
On McDowell. And looks like Bailey's going to go to the line.
Make one.
For two free throws.
Make one.
Make one and we're done.
The Pisgah crowd
I need all of these ladies to get back here. We do not need a foul.
Absolutely.
So we got two free throws. Bailey's first free throw is good.
Ball game, boys. Ball game.
60-56, 2.6 seconds to go.
Folks, that Pisgah free throw was sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency.
Go all the way back.
And Coach Holloway tells his girls to get back.
No foul.
Next free throw is no good.
No foul.
Rebound. They got a timeout on the court by Coach Pullman with 1.8 seconds to go. But Pisgah has a 60-56 point lead.
No, you can't even put a towel back. No, that's a rebound.
So they're going to give them maybe a tenth or two of a second back.
And, folks, this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of our friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. So on that rebound, they're saying 0.5 seconds went off before they got the timeout. Still be 2.3 seconds. Three-point shot does hurt you none here, up by four. So just no fouls on the three-point shot.
Yeah, absolutely no fouls here.
We have one to give, though.
We do.
That's true.
So we can foul early.
I like it. I forgot about that. I wouldn't even mind using it either.
Coach Holloway says get back inside the three-point arc. I like it. So if they do foul, it's not going to be a three-point and one. Here we go. Womack with the inbounds. She baseball passes down the court. It's over Holland's head. She's going to take the three-pointer. It's no good.
Pisgah wins 60-56.
Bears win.
Pisgah's moving on to the fifth round of the state playoffs.
What a game by our girls, guys.
What a great game by both sides, gentlemen. That was just one heck of a basketball game tonight.
Yeah, I tell you, Holland, a classy young player. She is congratulating each one of our players. She's a class act. I look forward to watching her play for the Demon Deacons in Wake Forest. But for tonight, it's the Bears moving on in the state playoffs. When we come back, we'll have your A1 Storage Player of the Game. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to the Bear Den, where this place is rocking as they are going to send our girls into the fifth round of the state playoffs with a huge win over Stuart Kramer. Outstanding performance by so many of our Pisgah girls. I tell you, guys, this was a team win tonight.
Completely.
They did everything they had to do. They had that 7-point lead at halftime, and they just never would relinquish that lead. I think Stuart Kramer got it down to a point maybe, but the Bears, they held on, and quite honestly, the Stuart Kramer fans are stunned. I think the Pisgah fans are stunned.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's elated. If they play like that, gentlemen, there is nobody they can't play with. I can't say they're going to win every game, but if they play like that, it took a complete team effort to win that game.
Yeah. So it's time now for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. A1 Storage with 13 convenient locations serving Haywood, Jackson, and Macon County. A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. And tonight's award for Outstanding Player goes to Chandler Lowry. And so I'm going to have a few words from our sponsors before we give you those stats, Mark.
Okay.
So when we come back, we'll have the stats and wrap up of tonight's contest. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Radio.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Welcome back to the Stevenson Pest Control booth here, courtside of the Bear Den, as our fans are out on the court celebrating DeGunt's win. And a big win it was, as Pisgah, for the first time in a long time, moved on to the fifth round of the state playoffs. And we were going to head to Lenore Ryan on Thursday night. But first, before we get to that, Mark, bring us up to date on the final stats of that wonderful ball game.
All right. I think me and you, Kevin, ought to get some kind of stats here because I am more out. I feel like I played this game. All right. So as we go here, Macy Devlin had 3 4s. Chandler Lowry had 21 points, 8 rebounds, and I'm not sure how many assists. It was a ton. I couldn't keep up with them. Thus the reason she's A1 Storage Player of the Game. Bailey Connor had 3 points and 6 rebounds. Scout Blue, 4 and 4. Alexis Marcos, 13 points and 1 rebound. Lauren Blue with a 3 and 2 rebounds. And then Kylie Leonard with a double-double, 14 points, 11 rebounds. And the best stats for me is we were 15 for 21 tonight from the free throw line. 3 of 12 from the three-point line. But we held, as Mike called it, we held Holland, their best player, to under 25 points. She had 20 points and averaged in 34. So, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, she, you know, after watching this young lady, I see why she's capable of dropping 50 points in a game. But tonight, I think the defense, our defense was just overwhelming. We played good help defense on her. Coach Holloway never had to break out any of those tricky defenses. We rotated between Chandler and Bailey. and Alexis, and they just played good, solid defense on her. You know, holding her to 20 points, that's a huge, huge accomplishment. And really, I think that's what won the game for us. You know, when we shut her down, it forced somebody else to take over the game, and they just wasn't able to do it.
And I was going to say, you could have given, you know, that player of the game to Kylie. You could have given it to Bailey and Alexis together for the defensive job that they did on O'Shaughnessy Hall.
Yeah.
Little Matthew Devil in the background there. I love it. Love it.
Hey, I've got a program note I need to tell you real quick. My old buddy, Tim Surt, if you were tuning in tonight expecting to hear Papertown Roots Radio, you didn't hear that, but you still heard a pretty good ball game tonight. But Papertown Roots Radio will be on tomorrow night at its regular time. Tim Surt will be hosting, and be sure and tune in for that game, that program. Man, I tell you, Tim was listening, and he's probably okay with his show getting moved to another night to have a ball game like that here in the Barrett.
And I got to give a little shout out to Lauren Humphrey. She's special as well.
Yes.
Yeah, I tell you, even though Holland will be playing in the ACC next year, that's still going to be a very good team that we may have to, who knows, meet again next year in the playoffs. So if we do, we look forward to that. I'm sure they would love to, already thinking they'd love to get some revenge. They were just stunned. I think they had seen Holland play all year, and they expected her to somehow pull that game out for the Storm. But, wow, our defense was just, in the end, our defense was just too much for them.
Hey, don't underestimate these girls when you come to the mountains, is all I'm going to say.
That's right.
Great, great, great team win tonight.
Yeah. So, Kevin, tell us the next step.
So, next step, Thursday night, the regional finals, Western Regional Finals, will be played at Lenoir Ryan. We drew Thursday at 6 p.m. So they'll have the 1A at whatever it may be, 1 and 3. And then they'll have the 4A at 6 and 8. So our ladies will play at 8 o'clock at Lenoir Ryan on Thursday evening.
And WPTL will be there. So we would love for your fans to make the trip to Lenoir Ryan. But if you can't, be sure and tune us in Thursday night. We'll have we'll go on the air maybe a little bit early, about 5:45, and we'll talk about the ball game. Who will we play either?
So we're going to either play an undefeated maiden team or a 28-29-1 Copyrighten team. So another good game coming up on Thursday night for our ladies.
Yeah.
Final four, too, isn't it?
Final four.
Final four. So be sure to tune us in Thursday night if you can't be there. Wow. I'm going to take a breath and...
Man, I tell you.
I love it.
Proud of these girls.
Good to be up there tonight. So that's going to wrap it up from the Stevenson Pest Control booth here courtside at the Barrett Inn. This will be our last game here in the Barrett Inn, and the Barrett Inn was good to these young ladies this year. Only loss on the record was against that Australian national team. So that's a pretty good season, but there's still work to do as we play Thursday night. So for Mark Stevenson, Kevin Lowry, Mike Lovelace, and Jack Hewitt back in the studio, have a great evening, folks. We will see you on Thursday. We'll be right back.